Good evening. Hope everyone is well. And we will tonight be discussing an interesting shiloh, which was, we can call it corona-based, but the truth is, as we'll see tonight, the shiloh is going to be relevant even after corona is over, Mirtz Hashem. And the shiloh is based on the following idea. The question is, what happens if I have a situation where there's a minyan taking place in a shul, and I'm not able to be in that minyan? Let's say, for example, I don't live in a community that at the moment allows outdoor minyanim. But my friend is at a minyan that allows outdoor minyanim, and all he needs to do is turn on his phone, and when he turns on his phone, I can hear exactly what's going on in the shul. Would that constitute davening with a minyan? Would I be allowed to answer Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, all the Devarim Shebekdusha, would that be permissible? Now, the reason why it's corona-based is because obviously we're holding down a situation where some communities have availabilities to minyanim while others don't. But in Mirtz Hashem, when we all get back to our shuls, this question will still be relevant. Let's say, for example, you're not feeling well one day and you can't make it to shul. So no problem, you ask your friend to put on the cell phone. Or let's say you're traveling for business and you happen to be in a place where there's no minyan. No problem, you turn on your phone, your friend turns on his phone, you turn on your phone, you listen to everything. Would this solve a lot of the problems that we have with when we're not able to attend a minyan? So that's what we're going to be discussing tonight. I just want to mention tonight's learning should be Le'ilu Nishmas Meir Gedalia Ben Yehuda David, my grandfather, whose yard site is this evening into tomorrow. Mr. Shem in the Chumash tomorrow. Hopefully I will discuss a little bit about his life, but today's learning should be a zchus for his neshama on his upcoming yard site. Okay, so the question at hand is it possible for me to be able to, well, so to say, piggyback off of another minyan? I'm not in the minyan. I'm in my house. Let's make things simple. Let's say, for example, I live here in Queens, and let's say in Far Rockaway they're having outdoor minyan. Would it be permissible for someone in Far Rockaway to turn on their phone? I'll turn on my phone. I will listen to the entire davening. They'll put it right by the chazan. I'll probably be able to hear it better than the people that are at the actual minyan because they're socially distanced away, I hope. Right? And I'll answer Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, the whole davening. I'll hear Kriyas HaTorah, I'll hear everything. Does that count for anything? Or does that not count? So we spoke about this a little bit last week, and I want to try to get into it more this week. So we started off with source number one. In source number one, we came across a machloikis amaroyim between Rabbi Yehuda Amarav and Yishuv ben Levi. Rabbi Yehuda Amarav said, when it comes to davening, there are limitations and there are situations where not everyone is considered one. Yishuv ben Levi has his catchphrase that mechitza shel barz le'enam avsekis, that nothing can separate a Jew and Hashem and Shemayim, and therefore it doesn't matter where you're located. We had a machloikis rishonim between Rashi and Tosfos how to understand this gemara. Rashi's pshat was that this had to do with whether or not you can join a minyan. That according to Yehuda Marav, you can't join a minyan unless you're actually in the room with the minyan. That means if you're number 10 and you're in the doorway of the room, it's a question that's considered joining. While Yehuda Malevi says no problem. Tosfos rejected this pshat. And Tosfos said that's not what's going on over here. Instead, Tosfos said that what's going on over here is it's not a question of making a minyan, but it's a question of, can I piggyback off a minyan? Would I be able to... Would I be able to listen to a minyan and be able to answer? So we saw in Tor, Shulchan Aruch, both paskin yes, that you have the ability to answer to all the things that the minyan says, as long as, even though you're not part of the minyan. However, when things got complicated last week, was we started to talk about this idea of what happens if there's something in between. There's some form of a break. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Yesh Imrim, which is based on a Beis Yosef quoting a Maria Abu of quoting Yerushalmi, that if there's a Dover Tame, let's say for example there's Tsoya, there's manure between you and the shul, or there's a goy, or there is a church between you and the shul, maybe a church or some other form of avodah zarah, that would make it now that you can't be considered attached to the minyan. So that would then raise a very big problem for us, because if I'm in Queens, it's very hard to imagine that there's no tsoya, there's no dog feces on the street somewhere between Queens and Far Rockaway. So that would make it very difficult. So we mentioned last week some ways around that. Firstly, we quoted from the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon disagreed with this idea, and the Vilna Gaon held there is no problem to be mitzarif, to join, to piggyback off the minyan, even if there's a davar tamei between the two of you, as long as you don't see the davar tamei. However, the Mishnah Berurah did not rule that way. The Mishnah Berurah ruled like the Chai Adam, who said it's okay for Kaddish and Kedusha, but not for Baruch. Mishnah Berurah asking for Kaddish and Kedusha, it's okay, but not so for Baruch. So we left off last week, at the end of source 1, page 1, where we were trying to figure out how else can we get around this problem. Is there another way to circumvent the issue of the fact that between me and the community where the minyan is taking place, obviously it gets more creative the further you're traveling. Let's say you're away on vacation in a very, very far away land where there's no minyanim, and you want to be mitzarif to a minyan back in the five towns. So there's 2,000 miles between you and the minyan. It's very, very unlikely that there's no tsoya between 2,000 miles, and it's very unlikely that there's no davar tamei or a goy or avodah zarah. So how do you get around that problem? So we started to talk about last week the Munkacher Rebbe. So the famed Munkacher Rebbe in his Tshuva Minchas Elazar came up with the following chap. The Minchas Elazar was addressing the following shaila, and this is where we're up to source number 8. The Munkacher Rebbe was asked, in his time they already started to develop the telephone. And the question was, would it be okay for my friend to go on the telephone, make a bracha, and I will answer amen to his bracha? Would that be permissible? So the Munkacher Rebbe initially starts off thinking that it should be okay. Why? He says, because you see from our Gemara that I don't need to be with you when you make a bracha. As long as I hear the bracha, it's good to go. So initially argued the Munkacher Rebbe that a bracha over the phone does not present a problem. And then the Munkacher Rebbe got involved with our issue. What's our issue? That we saw from the Shulchan Aruch, the Yeshayim and the Shulchan Aruch, that you cannot answer amen to a minyan that you're not in if there's a davar hamafsik, if there's tsoya, if there's a goy, if there's a base of a dezara. So says the Munkacher Rebbe, that should present a problem. And the Munkacher Rebbe says it's not a problem. Why? Because he says, where are the phone lines where the telephone words travel through? Says the Munkacher Rebbe, those wires, or at least they were like that in Munkach in the 1920s or the 1910, early 1900s, they were above the ground. So argued the Munkacher Rebbe, being that the waves where the words are traveling through the phone wires, and the phone wires are lamayla meyud, they're above tentfach, and they're high up, they're not affected by the tzaya on the street. So therefore argued the Munkacher Rebbe, there is nothing to be concerned about. You need not be worried about making a bracha over the phone, even though between you and the Mavarech, there's probably some of these things that present a problem. Argued the Munkacher Rebbe, because it's traveling through the phone lines, and the phone lines are lamayla meyud, it does not present a problem. And therefore concludes the Munkacher Rebbe number 10, absolutely no problem. So, if we paskin like this Munkacher Rebbe, so we're okay also. So according to this Munkacher Rebbe, I put up my phone in Far Rockaway, and even though between Queens and Far Rockaway there's probably dog manure somewhere on the street, there's probably a guy or a base of a desire somewhere on the street, but it doesn't matter. Either according to the Vilna Gaon, that's okay, or according to the Munkacher Rebbe, it's okay, because the words are traveling through the wires, or today the cell phone towers, and that is all happening above the ground, and therefore it's not affected by the tzaya below. So paskin the Munkacher Rebbe. Now, if it would be that simple, it would be that would be the end of the shir. But it's not so simple. Why is it not so simple? So as we turn to page 2, we'll see on page 2 from Reb Yaakov Breisch, the Chelkas Yaakov. Reb Yaakov Breisch is one of the very famous poskim who survived the Holocaust. He went to, he was in Switzerland. He survived the Holocaust, and he ultimately wrote quite a few svarim called Chelkas Yaakov, Reb Yaakov Breisch. Reb Yaakov Breisch was addressing a very interesting shaila. He was addressing the shaila of soldiers in the army base. He was talking about what do soldiers in the army base do for Rosh Hashanah? How are they supposed to hear shofar? So one of the suggestions were that they'll hear the shofar via telephone. Someone will blow shofar for them back in the town, and they'll hear it via a telephone. So Reb Yaakov Breisch said, no good. Why no good? Argues Reb Yaakov Breisch number 11. Shelo yeh mafzik davar she'enok yoyakum. Because you have to make sure that there's no separation between you and the person making the brach or making the shofar, either a davar she'enok or a guy. You're not allowed to answer amen without that. You're in an army base somewhere and the closest town is miles away. You tell me that there's nothing in between the two? M. Cain argued that Reb Yaakov Breisch efsher that kia shofar doim l'tfila. So he felt, and this I think you can argue on, Reb Yaakov Breisch felt that just like when it comes to davening, I'm not allowed to answer amen, or I'm not allowed to partake in it. If there's a dover hamafsik, if there's something like manure or a goy breaking us up, I can't be mitzarif the two sounds. I can't be mitzarif the sound to me. Said Rabbi Yaakov Breishis, the same thing with shofar. Even though I'm going to hear the shofar, but because between the shofar and me, there's manure and there's goyim, that sort of say breaks, it severs the continuous sound. But he writes, now, I personally would have argued on Rabbi Yaakov Breishis and said, who said? Sorry? I personally would have argued on Rav Reish and said that who says shofar has the same rules as davening? Maybe when it comes to shofar, you have to hear the sound. So as long as you hear the sound, maybe we're not worried about what's in between. But if Yaakov Reish assumes that if it's a problem for tefillah, it's a problem for shofar. But he says it's not a problem. Why, says Yaakov Reish? Avalei nafke mina, it doesn't matter so much. The hasam gam kein balav hochi dieved anu matirin. He says, first of all, this whole problem of having tzaya in between is not a problem b'di'evit. So he writes, in our case, says Rabbi Akibarish, we're talking about soldiers. This is the best they're going to get. If we don't let them do this, they're going to get nothing. He says, he thinks we would permit such a thing. So Rabbi Akibarish, in theory, seems to disagree with the Munkachi Rebbe. He thinks no. He thinks that there would present a problem to have a sound or a bracha or a shofar in a situation where there is a davar hamafsik between us. He then goes on to say, obviously it's not so negated because you can't have the phone on Shabbos. So we have a machloikas achrayim on our hands. We have the Yaakov Reish who seems to be concerned that there is tzaya on the streets. So if I want to be listened to again, this shaila is very negate to people in nursing homes, people in hospitals, people that are sick, people on vacation. So I have my friend who is davening back at the Five Towns. He turns on his phone. I'm sitting somewhere in, I don't know where, some exotic vacation. I listen to the whole davening. You're telling me there's no tsoya between me and the Five Towns? It's impossible. It's impossible. So according to the Munkachi Rebbe, it's not a problem. While according to Rabbi Yaakov Reish, it seems to present a problem. So that's the argument of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, tzaya is only a problem if I see it. The fact that this tzaya 5 blocks away, why does that interrupt what I'm trying to accomplish? And that's the exact reason why the Vilna Gaon actually disagrees with this ruling of the Shulchan Aruch. But because we don't have as big shoulders as the Vilna Gaon, we're somewhat bound by the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, there's a bigger problem that we need to address. And that issue is a famous Gemara in Sukkah. What's the Gemara in Sukkah number 12? The Gemara in Sukkah tells us about some of the shuls that used to exist in Alexandria. Some of the beautiful edifices of shuls that they had back in Mitzrayim. Maybe a whole discussion how we were allowed to go back to Mitzrayim, the Rambam lived in Mitzrayim, maybe for a different time. But nonetheless, the Gemara says in Sukkah number 12. Says the Gemara, we learned in a Braisa, Yehudayim and Mishal Eroah, the Philaston Shal Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, Le'eroah B'Kvoidim Shal Yisrael. If you didn't see this edifice of where they used to daven in Alexandria, you never saw a glory of Klal Yisrael. Amar kamin basilki. Now we know that word in English. Not really English, but we know we use it. A basilki. G'doy l'hoysa. Stoy l'fon m'stoy pa'am m'shoy b'shishim riboy al-shishim riboy k'falayim k'yoytz Mitzrayim. They had double 600,000. That means they housed 120,000 people. This is like MetLife Stadium over here. They had MetLife Stadium in Egypt that housed 120,000 people. And then the Gemara goes on to discuss how it was laid out. Very good. But then the Gemara says at the end, which is what we need, so the Gemara says, 1 second, how did anyone hear anything? How was it possible in a setting of 120,000 people without microphones, this is before microphones, how on earth did anyone hear what was going on? Says the Gemara, the Chazan HaKnesses, or you made Allah, the Chazan HaKnesses stood up, the Hasadurim Biyoda, he had sheets, he had flags. The Kivin Shegiya La Anois Amen Halemenef Besuder. He'd wave the flag. That was the sign that we just concluded the bracha. V'cholam Einim Amen. And then everyone used to answer Amen. I saw a clip once in Bells. They do something similar like this. In the big Bells in Yerushalayim, they have what's called a clapper, and they have a guy appointed, and he claps with this big stick on the bima, and everyone knows, okay, this is what we're doing. So they're still doing this today in the big Bells of Beis Medrash. In the beautiful, beautiful building. It's a fascinating clip I saw once where they take you through the tour of the Bells of Beis Medrash. Very, very fascinating idea. So in Bells, they're doing the same thing. Instead of a flag, they have a clapper. And when the guy was interviewed on Israeli radio, he was mitzayin to this Gemara. He said they used to do this in Egypt. Back in the times of the Gemara, they used to do this system. Okay, so the Gemara says it was such a packed house. 200,000 people. You have 600,000 times 2. That's over 1 million. It's 1.2 people. That's a whole lot of people. MetLife can't even pack such a stadium. But nonetheless, the Gemara says, how would they navigate what they were up to? So they used to wave flags. Fine. Now, Frek do we shine him on this Gemara a fundamental kash, which will be very relevant to our sugya tonight. Frek Taisvis in two places. One is the Taisvis in Brachas. Sorry, I went too fast. And one is the Taisvis in Sukkah on the page. Taisvis in Brachas asks the following kasha. We had a shir a few months ago, maybe already a year, I don't remember, where we discussed the rules of answering Amen. And one of the major rules to answering Amen is you're not allowed to answer what's called an Amen Yisayma. What is an Amen Yisayma? So Taisvis writes that Amen Yisayma means when you don't hear the Amen. You don't hear the bracha, I'm sorry. Everyone's answering Amen, so you answer Amen. A guy's sitting in shul spacing out. He doesn't know what's going on. I'm not going to say he's talking in shul, chas v'shalom, because hopefully we're not going to have that anymore after we get back into our shuls. Down the kapsuchos, he's sitting and learning, which we had to share about is also not so right during chavash shats. But he's not listening, he doesn't know what's going on. And all of a sudden, everyone says Amen. No, so he says Amen also. So the Gemara calls it an Amen Yisayim. So Frek Taisis, number 13. Amen Yisayim, what's an Amen Yisayim? She'ain Shemeya HaBracha Be'Pi HaMavarach. You don't actually hear the bracha from the one who's making it. Va'ayna Acher Acherim Sheshamu Amen. You're answering everyone else who's saying Amen. You're basically following the group. Everyone else answers Amen, so you answer Amen. That's an Amen Yisayim. So Frek Taisis, I have a kasha. The Amin of the Sukkah, he quotes our Gemara in Sukkah. What do you see from our Gemara in Sukkah? They had no idea what bracha they were up to. They couldn't hear. All they had was the flag. And the flag waved, so they answer Amen, like a robot. So Frek Taisvis, if it Amen Yisayma means you didn't hear the bracha from the Mevarech, so every Amin in Alexandria was an Amen Yisayma. How could the Gemara not comment that what they did in Egypt was incorrect? So Taisvis says, no, it was not an Amen Yisayma. No, says Taisvis, it was not an Amen Yisayma. They knew good and well what bracha they were up to. They knew without hearing. They knew exactly what bracha. They were following along. They knew they're up to Machaz Ishkin Osalatim. Can they say that they heard that from the Chazan? Absolutely not. There were so many aisles and rows up, they couldn't hear. But they knew what was going on. Says Taisvis, as long as you know what bracha it is, even if you did not hear it directly from the Mevarech, that's not an Amen Yisayim. Says Taisvis, Avo Hacha Mayri She'enim Yoidim Klal. But we're talking about a case of Amen Yisayim, you have no idea what we just said. She'enim Yoidim Klal Heichan Chazan Amen. You have no idea what the Chazan's up to. You're just following others. So Taisvis' opinion is that an Amen Yisayim is only when you don't know what's going on.
I find a lot that, like during Kaddish, like in Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, when everybody's singing, you don't hear at all what the Chazan is saying.
That's right. Very good. So according to this Taisvis, that would not be a problem. Now, we'll see in a second that not everyone agrees to this Taisvis. Taisvis himself doesn't agree to this Taisvis. As we'll see, there's another Taisvis in Sukkah. But if you keep this Taisvis in mind, let's say, for example, I think I mentioned this in the past, Reb Tzvika Reisman, where I know at one point he needed a Refu Shalem, I think he's doing better. I heard he was doing better. Hopefully, if not, this should be a schos for his Refu Shalema. Reb Tzvika Reisman, in one of his Svarim in Ratz Katzvi, he writes that two siyum hashas ago, they asked him if he wants to daven mincha, which is another way of saying, do you want to buy the rights to daven mincha, which is not a cheap investment. And he said, it's a whole shayla. He said, how can you answer amen when not everyone's going to hear it? So he started presenting the shayla to Eliashim and things like that. So we're going to talk about that presents a real problem. Because if you don't hear it directly, again, in Madison Square Garden, you're not hearing it directly from the shas unless you have really, really good seats. Now, the million-dollar question for tonight's shir is, what is hearing it through a telephone? Or for that matter, what is it hearing on a microphone at a chasana? How many people, when they go to a chasana, they hear the Sheva Brachas? How do they hear the Sheva Brachas? Through the microphone. Where are they sitting? You're sitting all the way in the back because you walked in late. So you're sitting in the back, and if not for the microphone, you wouldn't hear a word. Yet when they make the brachas on the mic, everyone answers amen. Now, you know what they're up to because you're looking along. Well, depending on how much attention you're paying or you're checking your phone, but assuming you're following along the Sheva Brachas, so you know what's going on. But is that called hearing it from the Mevarech? So Taisvis is saying that you don't need to hear anything from the Mevarech. You merely need to know what's going on. Now, so even if a microphone is not considered the voice of the Mevarech, it doesn't matter, according to this Taisvis. Why? Because according to this Taisvis, as long as I know what bracha they're up to, and definitely a cell phone accomplishes that, because even if you'll tell me that hearing it is not like he's saying it, but I still know what's going on. You can't deny the fact that I know that the guy just said, Amach HaZish Chanas HaLetzir. So according to this Taisvis, it would not present a problem to answer Amen to a cell phone. However, we have another Taisvis number 14. Tosfos has the same kasha as our Tosfos in Brachos, but he gives a very different answer. And his answer is the following. Says Tosfos, number 14. This is on the Gemara in Sukkah. On that Gemara in Sukkah, when the Gemara in Sukkah commented that you're not allowed to, in Alexandria, they used to answer with the flags, Frek Taisus on the page, so Taisus writes three lines, and I'm just going to skip where he quotes our Gemara. He writes, Umifarish b'shem Rabbeinu d'bnei Marav, Rabbanu d'bnei Arav, Sha'al mishu chayiv brocha kama. Taisus comes up with a big chiddush. That the only time you need to hear it directly from the Mevarech is if it's a bracha that you have to make. I need to make the bracha, and I'm listening to him, and he's being mighty me. Let's say, for example, Ala Mechia. This happens in sleepaway camps, right? They want to bench Ala Mechia. So they're afraid that the kids are not all going to bench. So one guy will get up on the microphone, he'll say Ala Mechia, and all the kids will answer Amen. Fine. Says Taisviz, then, if it's a bracha that you have to make and someone's being made to you, then you need to hear it from the shatz. It's not enough to know what's going on. Says Tosis, but if it's a bracha that you don't need to hear, if it's a bracha that, let's for example, the case of the Munkat Shereba, my friend wants to make a bracha on a piece of cake and I answer him, I don't need to hear that bracha. Then says Tosis, then as long as you know what's going on, even if you, then you don't have to hear it. As long as you know the bracha, you're good to go. So Frak Tosis at the end, so how'd they pull this off in Egypt? So how did it work in Egypt? It only worked for laning. It did not work for davening. Nor did it help for anything where you needed someone to be moitzi you. So according to this Taisvis, if my friend wants to get up on the phone one morning and make alamichya, not for me, for himself, I can answer Amen, because I don't need to hear it from him. I know he made alamichya. While according to our first Tosfos that we started off with, as long as I know what bracha you're up to, even if you need to be mitzvah me, as long as I know what bracha you're up to, I'm good to go. So these are very two different opinions, and l'chayra, there's a very big nafkamina. What would the nafkamina be? Let's say you hold that hearing things over a telephone is not as if you heard it from the person himself. Let's say you assume that when things are said through the telephone or a microphone, it's a nishtane, it changes the real sound, and it's like you're hearing a different sound. So I'm sitting over here in my house, and my phone is recording, but I hear everything that's happening in the minyan of Farakwe. I know exactly where bracha you're up to. I know who sneezed and who coughed. Would I be able to answer Amen? So according to Taisus and brachas, absolutely. As long as I know what bracha, I'm good to go. While according to this Taisus, it depends what bracha it is. If the bracha is a bracha that's supposed to be being mitzi me, something I need to hear, then no. If not, then it's okay. How do we paskin lahalacha? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch in number 15, Shulchan Aruch paskins, says the Shulchan Aruch, in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Chav Dalet, says the Mechaber, v'lo yana omen yisayma. A person should not answer omen yisayma, the hainu, what's an omen yisayma? Shulchayiv bebracha achas, you have to make a certain bracha, v'shleach tzibah v'varech oisay. And the shleach tzibah is making it on your behalf, v'zeh eni shemeh, and you're not hearing it. Even if you know what the bracha is, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be paskening like Tosfos in Sukkah, that the only time Omen Yisayim is a problem if it's a bracha that I need to make. If it's a bracha that I don't need to make and you're not fulfilling it, my obligation through you, then it's okay. Says the Ramah, V'yesh machmirin, but there are those who take it a step further. And they hold, we're in source number 15. V'yesh machmirin, da'afilu einu mechuyib ba'is a bracha. Even if you're not obligated in that bracha, lo yana amen. You still cannot answer amen. Im einu yoideya be'ez a bracha koish le'ach tzibur. Unless you know what bracha he is up to. But if you know what bracha he's up to, and it's a bracha that I don't need you to be mighty me, then l'chayr, I'm good to go. So according to this Ramon Shulchan Aruch, if you're going to make a bracha over the phone, right, you want to make a l'chaim over the phone, right? So you make a l'chaim, you say a shahakal over the phone. I can answer amen without a problem. Because I know exactly what bracha you just made. And you're not being mitzi me anything. I don't need it. Again, if you're going to be mitzi me the shahakal, if through your shahakal we're both going to make a drink, so then you're going to run into a problem. But if I don't need you to be mitzi me, then it's not a problem. But even if you can't hear the bracha, correct. Exactly. Correct. If I know that that's what you were doing. If I know that you were making a bracha, according to that, I can answer amen. Right. That's according to this shita so far. Now, here's where things get a little bit more complicated. This Mishnah Berurah. This Mishnah Berurah, I think, is very relevant. Says the Mishnah Berurah, 16. The Yesh Me'achroinim Shemachmir. Mishnah Berurah wants to know like this. What's Chazaras Hashatz considered? Chazaras Hashatz is tricky. Because on one hand, Chazaras Hashatz was supposed to be mighty those who can't daven. But today we all daven ourselves. And we've spoken in previous shurim about perhaps getting rid of Chazar Shashatz. Maybe we can, you know, do away with Chazar Shashatz. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe not. Maybe Chazar Shashatz is still considered the Shatz as being might to you. So, if that's the case, if I want to put my phone to the minion and I want to answer Amen to Chazar Shashatz, would I be allowed to? Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm not sure. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'yesh me'achroim shemachmir b'chazar shashatz v'svir lo nehold the kiven the tikkun rabbonin sheyachzor shliach tzibur atfilo." Since there was the takonas rabbonin to do chazar shashatz, afilo kulo mispalu, even though we all daven, ki ilu mechuyavim ba'isa bracha kriinulu. We look at chazar shashatz as brachas that I need someone to be mighty me. The ein lehem lanos afilo yedei be'isa bracha kri shatz. Then you would not be allowed to answer it unless you actually hear it from the shatz. Imloy shoma, unless you heard, siim habracha me'hashatz gufo. V'yesh lochush lozel lechatchila. Paskez Mishnah Berurah, and you should be choishish for this, at least lechatchila. Lizor, to be careful, l'shmaya kol bracha sh'mayin esrei epi hashatz gufo. So I ask you, if you hold that hearing it over a telephone is not like hearing it from the shatz, but it's only like knowing the shatz said it, so according to the Mishnah Berurah, would I be allowed to put up my phone so I can hear? Chayre not. Because Mishnah Berurah said lechatchila, you're not supposed to do that. So if I set up my phone, I rig my phone, I'm basically making myself lechatchila, to which the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do. So I think, right now, according to this Mishnah Berurah, if the Mishnah Berurah held, like we'll see, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's opinion, that things said over a phone is not like hearing it directly from the person, I think it would be wrong to put my phone by the shatz and let the shatz talk in and I'll answer, Baruch Hu Baruch Shema Amen, by every bracha chazar shatz. That would be wrong. If someone already did it, maybe b'diavad I can answer, but to rig it lechatchila, Mishnah Berurah says clearly, lechatchila you shouldn't do it. He concludes at the end, avol b'diavad, afilu loy shama. Let's say b'diavad, you did not hear it, but you know what's going on. Rak shiyoda eizah bracha mishman esri misayim hashatz, you just know what bracha it is. Then yan omen, you could answer omen. Why? Kivin shekvar spal b'yatzim, because l'maisa, you really daven on your own. So this Mishnah Berurah, I think, is a very serious issue.
Don't issue be the same issue?
Where?
Hearing something over the phone and hearing it via a microphone be the same issue?
Presumably, yes. Most achrayim lump the two together, yes.
So, Rabbi, is it clear that if you're not mechuyav in that bracha, then the holy amma there's no problem? It's only when you may be mechuyav in that bracha that there's a problem?
Well, the Shulchan Aruch paskin, like one taisvis, that says that if it's a bracha that you're mechuyav in, it's a problem. According to the other taisvis, it wouldn't be a problem. So we'll see in a second how we paskin la halacha with that. So if you look at number 17, the Halacha Brura, written by Rabbi Vad Yosef's son. Sorry? Exactly.
How did everybody answer to the mincha over there? The brachas for the mar, over the bar, for
good. That's what we're going to get to, hopefully, tonight also. We'll see how that works. We'll see exactly how that works. Now, again, you can argue that the Siyam HaShas was like the Gemara in Sukkah. Now, how do you learn that Gemara in Sukkah? Which Taisvis do you go like? So Blinad will come back to that as well. If you look at number 17, the Halacha Brura, Vad Yosef's son Paskin, is like this. He thinks that you could listen lechatchila to Chazar Shashatz over a telephone. I, the Mishnah Berurah. So he pulls a card straight out of his father's deck of cards. If you learn a lot of Chuvas of Bavadja, not that I learn a lot of them, but if you do, Rabbi Vadya is always throwing around Svek Svekas. Many times in Halacha, Rabbi Vadya would say, it's a Svek Sveka. Savig Rrr, Savig this, he throws it as a Svek Sveka. So Rabbi Vad Yosef's son pulls the same shtick over here. I don't mean it in a negative way, Chas v'Shalom. He pulls it over here. He writes like this. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah said it's a machoikis. So argument number one is, how do you consider Chazar Shashatz? Is Chazar Shashatz considered a bracha that you really have to make? Or is it a bracha that you don't have to make? What's the second suffix? Maybe we paskin like the first taisvis. That even if it's a bracha that you're mechuyev to make, maybe we hold that such a bracha is not a problem, as long as you know what's going on. So says the Halacha Berurah, Mr. Berurah says, Yesh lochus l'machmir l'chatchil, u'mashmashim ikra din yesh lochus. He thinks that the Mr. Berurah himself is really maker. First of all, maybe we pass him like Tosfos in brachas, that as long as you know what brach it is, it's not an amin yisayim. And the cell phone definitely creates that. No one's going to disagree with the metzias. Whether or not hearing it through a cell phone is considered halachically hearing it from the shatz is one question. But it does definitely accomplish it that you know what's going on. There's no question. Again, I would. Am I correct for our lawyers that are listening? Would testimony be considered via phone a valid? If I hear something over the phone, can I testify that in a court of law that I heard it? I would think so, right? I don't think anyone disputes the fact that noise that's words that are spread over the phone are not reliable. No one thinks that they were tampered with, except maybe Russians or something, whatever, besides for that. So no one debates the fact that when you hear something over the phone, you know what's happening. The only argument is that that's not considered hearing it from the shots. But if I don't need to hear it from the shots, I just need to know about it, so then a cell phone accomplishes it. So argues of Avad Yosef's son, he thinks at least for Chazar Sashatz, you have a Svek Svek. First of all, maybe the Mishnah Berura really holds that Chazar Sashatz is not considered a bracha that you're being moitzi through. And maybe we don't pass him like Taisvis and Sukkah. We pass him like Taisvis and Brachas. So he thinks Halach Lamaisa, there's no question that you can answer Amen to the Chazar Sashatz. Now, where things get complicated is this very famous Ibshoim Zalman Orbach. Ibshoim Zalman Orbach wrote a very famous Tshuva in Minchas Shleima, where he discusses microphones and telephones. And he writes the following, number 17. Reb Shlomo Zalman devoted a lot of time and literature to electricity. He researched it thoroughly. He spent a lot of time in it. And he basically said that he knows it better than everyone else. And all the other rabbanim that disagreed with him is not because this halachically, it's because they don't know the metzias well enough. He spent a lot of time. Supposedly, if I'm not mistaken, he wrote these tshuvas when he was young, his early 20s. Where he really wrote very powerful tshuvas about electricity and technology, and he says that he knows it better than everyone else, and that's why he thinks he's right and everyone else is wrong. Okay, putting that aside, let's see what he writes. Says him in Cheshloima, number 17. This is Reb Shlomo Zalman in his tshuvas. He writes, Gamre Isi b'mitzudas Dov, the Reb Feldman, I don't know who that is, who writes the following question. Are you allowed to answer Amen to a bracha that you hear from the telephone? So first of all, he says, I'm Munkache Rebbe. We saw the Munkache Rebbe. The Munkache Rebbe answers, it's okay. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, well, if Yadvarim Shamaru Nir Shiesh Lashmiyazu Din Hanafes Sudarim. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, absolutely not. Hearing something over the telephone is the same thing as being in Alexandria. It means you know it, it doesn't mean you hear it. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman's chiddush. So Reb Shlomo Zalman, Diraki Yodea Be'ezer Brach Ashat Oimit V'lo Yoiser. It is not as if you heard it from the shatz, it's as if you know about it. The Kima Shekain, so therefore Zakti Psham is Alman. If that's so, Nirish Ein Lanas Kal Amin, Abrachu Shumuchuy, Vlatisba. You would not be allowed to answer Amin to any bracha that you have to make. Okay. Zakti Psham is Alman, what about a bracha that I don't have to make? And here's where Psham is Alman drops the Gavaldig Chiddush. The Afgan bracha Shein Hashemayim Mechuy Vlatisde Chivasoi. So till now we were saying that if the bracha that he's making you don't need to hear, you're not Mechuyiv to hear, then there's definitely no problem. Because why? You know what's going on. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, no. Even that you can't answer. Ah, it's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says, Yibshum and Levi said, Mechitish al Barz Lein Mavsekes. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, not so fast. The Av Gam Baruch Hashem Hashemayim Mechoy Vlaz Dichoz Gam Kan Epshad Rakim Oim Besak Neses Oy Afilu Somach Lo. Said Reb Shlomo Zalman, this halacha that we saw in Shulchan Aruch, that I can answer Amen Kaddish and Kedusha to a davening that I'm not at, that's only if I'm close to the building. I'm walking past the shul, and the shul's windows are open, and I hear them. Then, said Reb Shlomo Zalman, then you're allowed to answer, then you're allowed to partake. So, Reb Shlomo Zalman, but, he said, Masha Enkin, Kisha Omar Rochuk, you're far away, Vishamei, they telephone, Niril and his deity, Shein La'ano, is Klal Omen al Shum Bracha. Said Reb Shlomo Zalman, you have absolutely no right to answer Omen in such a bracha. The Dinoi Ka'oine Omen Levatola. So according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, I should definitely not put my phone out to listen to a phone minion through a phone, because it's all Amen's Shaloi Levatala. Why? Reb Shlomo Zalman understood that this din, that I can answer Amen to another minion, is only if I can somehow have a shaykhus to that minion. I'm walking past it, I'm near it, my house is back to back to the shul. But said Reb Shlomo Zalman, to be 2,000 miles away and to put a telephone down and be mishtatef you to that? Said Reb Shlomo Zalman, that doesn't work. So according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, we got a big problem on our hands. According to Reb Shlomo Zalman, there would be absolutely no reason for me to listen to a minion through my phone and answer Amen. Every Amen that I'd answer would be considered an Amen Levatal. Okay? So, in a nutshell, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you don't have a minyan to partake in, you're not going to daven with a minyan. However, if you look at number 18, it's small print, I apologize. He writes that after he wrote up this tshuva, he met with the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish wasn't so convinced. The Chazon Ish was older than Rav Shlomo Zalman. And the Chazon Ish basically told Rav Shlomo Zalman, yes.
The Rav Shlomo Zalman, he did his research when he was a long time ago.
Correct.
Since then, technology has changed.
That's true. That's a question. That's a big discussion whether or not technology has changed, and therefore it's different. Many assume that the reality has not changed. A microphone is still a microphone. It's not going to necessarily change the reality. Your voice is still not going to be your voice heard unless you're going to be tampered with some form of mechanics. But it is still a discussion out there today to whether or not we can revisit. I have spoken to people about this. They assume it's the same thing. The Metzius has not changed that drastically to the point where, again, there are many that argue on this Rav Shlomo Zalman, which is what we'll get to tonight. But this was Rav Shlomo Zalman's opinion. Now the Chazon Ish, he writes that the Chazon Ish spoke to him, and the Chazon Ish argued with him. The Chazon Ish said, I don't think it's so simple, what you're saying. I think that maybe the sound that you're hearing via telephone or microphone is the original sound of the person. So we have now the Chazon Ish. So again, if you want to know, should you put your phone on to partake in a minyan through the phone, the answer in a nutshell is, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's a big fat waste of time. According to Chazon Ish, maybe it's not a waste of time. Now look what Rav Shlomo Zalman says about Chazon Ish. He writes at the end, what the Chazon Ish said, I think, is a novel idea, and I don't understand him. Which is a fancy way of saying, I disagree. See? The Gedolim have a nicer way of disagreeing with each other. We Rabbanim today have to learn from the previous generations how to politely, politically correctly disagree with each other without bashing and insulting each other. In any case, I had to get that in. I had to get that in for the day. In any case. So we have a big machlokes achareinim on our hands. The Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Comes along with Moshe Feinstein. And this is a very important tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Many times this shaila is often asked. And the shaila is the following. You have a family member, usually it's a woman, we'll see that makes a difference in some achrayim, who is living by herself, or his elderly. Or even better, you have your wife had a baby, your daughter had a baby, someone's in a hospital for something good, and they can't make Avdallah on their own. Can you make Avdallah for them over the phone? This is even more complicated now with Corona, where people are not allowed to go to other people's homes. This is a very popular shaila, often asked, can you hear Avdallah over the phone? It's also Negeya in places where they make Havdalah over a microphone. Some communities, when they have a Kumzitz Havdalah, so they'll have the microphone out for Havdalah as well. It's a similar shayla. So the after of Moshe, this shayla, number 19. If the lady cannot hear Havdalah in her place, Dr. Moshe, vada yeshal l'shmoya ala telephone, she should hear Havdalah through the telephone. Why, Dr. Moshe? She yoitzer noite, she yoitzer bezeh. Because I'm leaning towards that way of assuming that you're yoitzer via the telephone. Kidichasavti b'tshuva arachai mechilik beitzim kufches, kabi kriyas megillah. We've mentioned in the past, we had a share about this actually last year, where Moshe has a tshuva, where at least in one tshuva, he's willing to be open to the idea that megillah over a microphone is not a problem. He's willing to accept the notion that the sound waves through the microphone are the exact same sound waves that you're hearing. So Rav Moshe writes, Dibur Shabachol. Whenever you're talking about Dibur speaking weekday, not Shabbos, it's the same thing as Megillah. Levat Kriyashma Bechazamazin. So Rav Moshe, except for Kriyashma Bechazamazin, Shetzarech Limchais Be'elu Harotzim Losses B'Microphone. You have to stop those who want to use a microphone. It doesn't say why. Shalachain, Paskins Rav Moshe. Kivin she efshalo l'shmaya havdol b'beis hacholim, since she cannot hear havdol in the hospital, tzricha l'shmaya de'a telephone. Fine. Now, I urge people to remember that Rav Moshe is talking about a case where the lady can't. If you have, let's say, for example, a group of girls that share an apartment, they should not hear havdolah from their fathers over the phone. They should make their own havdolah. And they don't have to worry about growing, you know, hair on their beards on the face. We all know that's a Baba Maisa. We've spoken about that many times. That's a real Baba Maisa. And they should drink the grape juice. That's what it says in Aruch HaShulchan. But I think it's wrong. I think people misuse this tshuva from Rav Moshe. I always tell people, if you have no other option, you can be Samech on Rav Moshe. As we'll see later tonight, everyone else argues on Rav Moshe. Kimat, everyone else argues on Rav Moshe. And the whole havdolah over the telephone does not count. So it's really questionable. So again, if you have no other choice, so Rav Moshe is definitely someone to be Saimucha. But if you have a bunch of girls, or you have, let's say, your wife is away for Shabbos, she doesn't want to make Avdallah. But she's very capable. She knows every Hebrew better than half the men. And she knows the words, and she knows the Havara and the Dikduk. She just feels uncomfortable. Tell her to get over the uncomfortability and make Avdallah herself, which is more preferred. But then Rav Moshe concludes in the Tshuva, and he writes, V'chein tzarech la'anis omen al brocha sheshoim na'idei telephone. Dr. Moshe, you should answer amen on a bracha that you hear over a telephone, via the microphone, misafik. It at least creates a suffik and argues with Moshe, you should answer amen. So, according to Rav Moshe, if I'm going to put my phone out and I'm going to hear over the phone, according to Rav Moshe, that's as if I'm hearing it from the shatz. And if I'm hearing it from the shatz, I'm good to go. Then I'm for sure no problems. So again, if you want to know, should you put your phone out tomorrow morning or tonight for a Ma'ariv to hear other people davening? It depends. According to Rav Moshe, I think it's good. I think according to the Chazon Ish, it's a good idea. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think it's not a good idea. So if you turn to page 3, in the Sefer Divrei Purim, the Sefer is written by Rav Chatzkel Roth. Who's Rav Chatzkel Roth? Rav Chatzkel Roth is a very well-known Chassidish Apaisik. He wrote a beautiful Sefer on Hilchas Nida. Cheskas Tahara is the name of the Sefer. Chaska Roth is well known. I think he already stopped. Chaska Roth was known for looking at Maris, and he was known for being an unbelievable maker. I think he's very old now. He's got to be probably in his 90s. I tried to get in under his Talmidim to learn. I wasn't able to. So they say over a very famous joke slash story about Chaska Roth. Chaska Roth is very maker with Maris, and he's always matter every Maris that comes his way. So the way the story goes, once he was once pulled over by a police officer, and the cop says, "I'm giving you a ticket." He says, "Why?" He says, "You went through a red light." He turns to the cop. He says, "Cop, that wasn't red. I don't know what you're talking about. That's not red." That's the famous, every Rav told me this joke when I started to learn Hilchas Nida. They always tell me this story with Chaska Roth. And he said, "That's not red. What are you talking about? It's not red." Okay. So Chaska Roth is a well-known Chassidish Apoisik in the Williamsburg community. So he writes in the Sefer Divrei Purim the following. Chaska Roth writes that I am of the opinion that hearing things over the telephone do not count. He writes Mefurish. You can't hear Megillah over the telephone. You can't hear Avdol over the telephone. However, he writes in number 20. U'mekom makom. Bidvarim she'in tzarech b'shmias ha'kol mamish. Those things where you don't need to actually hear the voice. Elamasbik biyidia. You just need to know. Kigoin. Anias Kaddish, Kedusha. To answer Kaddish and Kedusha, you don't have to know. You don't have to hear, you just have to know. That was our Gemara. Demasbik biyodua be'ezeh brochay. Menashat is good enough just to know. Ukimavor b'shulchan aruch arachayim dun vav sefa alvis sef kuf chav dalid. Bozeh nira demahani. Dim shemei di ha-telephone makam amidah sashatz. Says Reb Chaska Roth, then the telephone accomplishes that you know what bracha was just made. Even though you didn't hear it from the piyashas, you don't need to hear from the piyashas, you just need to know what's going on. The fact that there is avodah zarah and tzaya between you and the minyan, he writes, we already saw in the Munkat Shereb, it's not a problem. So he writes that the last two lines, Vim Kane, Mi Shahu Sogar Bibai Shane Yachalots is Bibne Khalyoso, if someone's locked at home and he can't get out because he's sick, Yesh Eitza Ma Shayuchal Spalomatsibor Valanis Kaddish Uktusha Al Yideha telephone. So when they first opened Minyanim in Lakewood on Porch Minyanim, so people were saying over, I think MBD made a video clip where he writes that Rav Chaska Roth is mad to you to answer Amin from your house to the minyan taking place in wherever it was. It's mamish the shtickle. I don't know if MBD saw it inside or we went to the sugya or not, but it's mamish the sugya. This is Reb Chaska Roth. Reb Chaska Roth learned the way we've been learning the sugya, that when it comes to Kaddish and Kedusha, all you need is to know. You don't need to hear. So as long as you know, you're good to go. And that was the opinion of the Beis Avi. The Beis Avi is Reb Yitzchak Isaac Leibis. Reb Yitzchak Isaac Leibis was a Rav in Europe. He lost a wife and a child in the Holocaust. He survived the Holocaust hiding in the forest. He came to America. He was a Rav in different communities. He was a Rav in the Bronx. He was a Rav in Manhattan. And he was a Rav ultimately at L'Basayif Yomi. He was a Rav in Bar Park. He died, I believe, not so long ago. He was Nifter. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Leibis. He has a Shas and Chubas base of him. Interesting Chubas. So he was asked this, Mamish Dishayla. The Shaila guy is sick at home. He can't come to shul. He wants to know, can he put on a telephone? And he'll listen via telephone and partake. But then he asks a more complicated shiloh. The shiloh is the following. Let's say you are home one day and you're not feeling well and you can't go to shul. Or you're on vacation or you're away for work and you have yartzeit that day. and you want to say Kaddish. Can you say Kaddish into the phone? The tzibur will hear you on the phone, and that will constitute Amir's Kaddish. That we haven't seen yet being discussed. We only discussed the other way. There's a tzibur, you're piggybacking off the tzibur. Here the question is, can you be an active role in the tzibur? And if Yitzchak Eibis writes, the first Shaila, yes. He says, absolutely, he thinks you can answer your own Kaddish and your own Kedusha, no problem. But he writes, with regard to you saying Kaddish, he says, I'm not so sure about that. He says, maybe in order to say the Kaddish, you have to have a dover, you have to have a minion in front of you. So he leaves off Tzorech on that Shaila, which I'm sure is very again. Many people have yard site now. Someone has yard site. I mentioned my grandfather's yard site is tonight. My father has yard site for his father. So let's say, for example, he can't get to shul, so he'll say Kaddish over the phone. Well, put a phone somewhere in Farakoy. So he says, not so fast. That he's not willing to accept. He says, Tzorechim. But the reverse, you would be okay. If let's say, for example, you have your phone out and they're saying Kaddish in their minion, according to Yitzchak Leibis, he passes like Reb the Chazinish, you'd be allowed to answer Amen. If you look over in number 22 in the left corner, in the Sefer Avnei Yeshva, he quotes from the Sha'arim Mitzionim Bahalocha. The Sha'arim Mitzionim Bahalocha was Rabbi Braun. He was a Rav in New York. He was a Rav in the 1940s, 1950s. He was a Rav, I believe, in Brownsville. So he wrote a commentary on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch called Sha'arim Mitzionim Bahalocha. A very, very nice commentary where he brings in all the raid behind the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And there he quotes something which is very hard to understand. He writes, number 22. So the Avnei Yeshva quotes it. He writes, Omnom. B'seifa sh'or mitzion ba'alocha chelgal s'mevav s'vkon he'kosav d'bizmanenu kvar nesgala d'pulos ha'machshir ma'elu k'telephone v'radio k'daymeh. It has been already proven that these devices like the telephone and the radio eine mashmi'a kol ha'medaber ba'atzmoy, they're not giving off the person's voice. U'pulos ha'machshirim hu d'ma'apeches gali kol ha'dom l'gali chashmal. It's swapping his voice to some form of a mechanical voice. The chazer is takef u'ma'apeches the gali kol, it switches it over. You are not hearing authentic voice. You may not fulfill any mitzvah via telephone or microphone. Therefore, you can't answer Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Amen. Now, why is this hard to understand? Because we've just been spending the last 25 minutes saying that for Kedusha and Baruch Hu, you don't have to hear it, you have to know about it. So, maybe he's right. Like the Reb Chaska Roth said, maybe it's not considered hearing it, but not always you need to hear it. Sometimes you just need to know about it. And who wouldn't say that hearing it over the phone is if you know it? So it's very hard to understand exactly what he meant by that. Then he writes over here, he continues on, he says, well, what do we do with the issue of the Tzaya? Let's go back to the Tzaya issue. We had a Shulchan Aruch with the Shulchan Aruch. Yes.
Question.
Sure.
I forget the lashon. It says trey koli lomishtai. That when you have, maybe it was Magabe Koli Isha that if she's singing with a couple of people, it's not considered a kol.
Right.
So then, in most shuls, everybody says kaddish together. You're not hearing one person saying the kaddish, but there's a group. I think in the Yekisha communities,
they have one.
They do it a little differently.
Right.
But here, in most of the shuls that we attend, you'll have, unfortunately, 3, 4, 5 people, but certainly more than one saying Kaddish. So when you're hearing them say, you get the Yehishmei Rabba, if there's a chisara then in that being a kol because it's not heard, how do we even answer to that?
So I'm assuming he would tell you that the Gemara says that if it's something which is chaviv, then you can strain your ears to hear it. The Gemara says if the thing that the two people are saying are chaviv, so then you can strain your ears to hear it. So he might tell you that Kaddish is considered a chaviv. We would have assumed the whole shayla never gets off the ground. Because you don't have to hear it, you have to know it. And when you're sitting in front of the guy saying Kaddish, you definitely know it. So he...
Don't we have to be Pesach or Shlomo Zalman? Do we have to be near the shul?
So that's a big question. Do we pass on like Shlomo Zalman or not? That's the big question. So when this thing first came out, so MBD in this clip that he said, he quoted from Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Reb Chaska Roth. So what does it mean, Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Reb Chaska Roth? Which means they both hold, not like Ibn Shem Azam's Chiddish, that being far away enables you to be connected. Now we'll see later tonight, I hope, that Reb Chaim Kanievsky's father-in-law, Reb Eliashiv, actually held like Ibn Shem Azam. And he held, you cannot connect to a minion that you're miles away from. Which takes us back to our original Shaila. Which means that this whole halach and Shulchan Aruch would only be negeya if you're walking past the shul, or you live back-to-back to the shul, or you're walking, let's say for example, in Young Israel, and the doors are open, and you're walking down the hallway. And everyone's saying something. Okay, so then that's the din. But if you're across the street and some guy has his phone on, Nothing to talk about. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman. We'll see that's Rav Eliashim. We'll see that's also the opinion, that was the opinion of Rav Pam. So all the Torah Vadas Talmidim, the Chayru should not put their phones out for these minyan. But there's another issue that we started to talk about, which is the issue of the Tzoya. So we said, what do you do with the Tzoya? So we mentioned that the Tzoya you can get around either with the Munkacher Rebbe, and I didn't get to it, but the Beis Avi, he already had a different Metzias. In his times, where are the phone wires? The phone wires were under the ground. So the Beis Avi says they're under the ground, they're also not a problem. So again, so either they're like the Munkacher Rebbe, the wires are above the ground, or according to the Beis Avi, Bitzig Isaac Leibis, the wires are under the ground. Either way, you don't have a problem with the Tzoya. But there is a very important comment from the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim writes in number 24, he writes that even though in Shulchan Aruch, if you remember, the Shulchan Aruch quoted, Eyesh Oimrim, there are those who say that if there's a Dover Tomei Mafsik between you and the minion, it's a problem. Says the Kaf HaChaim, V'mhoye Mafsik Tinof Ayakim Layano Laykash Lekdushav Laybarchu, Kein Hudas Moron. He thinks that's really the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein Yesh Linoig, Kevin the Kablonu Aleinu Svaras Maron. Therefore, said the Kaf HaChaim, all Svardim, we're bound by that. We Svardim have to be concerned about a Dover Metunuf, and therefore us Svardim have to follow that. Therefore, said Rabbi Abba Sha'ola, number 25, someone asked him, Hashemeya Slichas Derech Telephone, let's be more creative. Let's say you don't want to wake up in the morning. So you'll have your friend put on his phone to the Slichas, and you'll hear Hashem Hashem, and you want to answer Hashem Hashem Karachem. Can you do that? So they asked the Shaila to Rabbi Abba Sha'ola, and he writes, no, you may not do so. Why? So he explains on the footnote, again, I'm not reading everything inside, just due to time constraints. He explains why? Because of Dover Metunuf. And since we Svardim follow the Kaf HaChaim, and the Kaf HaChaim said that we follow the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef said Dover Metunuf is a problem, you may not do anything over a telephone. Now it's interesting to me, Rabbi Abba Sha'ola didn't live so long ago. I don't know why he didn't buy into the opinion of the Munkacher Rebbe. Rabbi Avad Yosef holds like that, or held like that. Rabbi Avad Yosef said, of course we paskin that Dover Metunuf is a problem, but it's not a Dover Metunuf, because the wires, he quoted the Munkacher Rebbe. Rabbi Abba Sha'ola apparently did not buy into the Munkacher Rebbe. So according to Svardim, you cannot use the telephone because of the Dover Metunuf. So according to Svardim, you can't use a telephone, you can't use a Zoom hookup, nothing would work to be able to answer Amen because of a Dover Metunuf. If you look at number 26, he quotes from the Avnei Yeshiva concludes that he thinks 100% it's not a problem, but he says, I spoke to a Goin Echad, and we've mentioned many times that whenever the Sefer Avnei Yeshiva says Goin Echad, it's always Rebbe Eliashiv. And Rebbe Eliashiv Paskin, you may not answer Amen from such a situation. Why? Exactly the same svar as Rebbe Shlomo Zalman. You can't connect to a minyan that you're not near. So therefore, said Rebbe Eliashiv, you absolutely may not answer Amen to such a minyan or to such a brach. So it was a little misleading when MBD got up and made a video that Rav Chaim Kanevsky said it's okay and Rav Chaska Roth said it's okay. He forgot to tell you that Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's not okay, Rav Abba Sha'ola says it's not okay, and Rav Eliashiv said it's not okay. Okay?
Is there any difference between a
bracha
that I have to hear as opposed to...
No. Rav Shlomo Zalman said it makes no difference because you can't connect to something that you're so far away. Again, you can argue on Rav Shlomo Zalman. Right, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, I can't do that. According to Shomzan, if you're on Zoom and I'm watching your lips say Shehakol, and you're 20 miles away, I cannot answer Amen to that brach. It's a chiddush. If you look at number 27 in this Yeshurun, a fellow wrote an entire article dedicated to this topic. He quotes this Shomzan Zalman, and he writes at the end, V'chein shamati mimoi v'rebi agayin v'avron pam. I heard such a thing from Rav Pam. The kibun de etzim din zeh have a chiddush havod de lo lohoysif. He said, since the whole idea that you're allowed to answer Amen to a bracha that you don't hear is based on Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. What was going on in that case? They were all in the same room. They were all in the same building. So argued with Pam, argued with Shlomo Zalman, argued with Eliashiv, it only works if you're in the same building. So according to, again, so we have two different mahalchim over here. According to Shlomo Zalman, it's absolutely not the voice that you're hearing, but that shouldn't matter as long as it's not a bracha that I need to be here from. But, says Shlomo Zalman, the other did. Of being able to answer Amen to a bracha that I'm aware of does not apply from far away. That was Rav Shlomo Zalman, that was Rav Eliashiv, and that was supposedly Rav Pam. Rav Abba Sha'ul was coming with a different issue. Rav Abba Sha'ul's issue was that there's definitely a Dover Metunuf somewhere, and it's because there's a Dover Metunuf, it cannot be used. The counter argument to that is the Munkacher Rebbe or the Beis Avi or the Vilna Gaon that we mentioned earlier, that does not present a problem. So it's definitely not Pashit to assume that you can do this. Rebbe Vajo writes in the Chav HaDas that you could. Halacha Brura, which was his son, as we mentioned earlier, he quotes Mefurish, and Rebbe Vajo writes that in the Chav HaDas, Rebbe Vajo yourself held you could answer Ami. And you could have a live hookup for Slichas, and you could have a live hookup to answer Kedusha and Kaddish. So we have in the Sfaradish world split between Rebbe Abba Shaul and Rebbe Vajo Yosef. And the Ashkenazic world was split between Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Eliashiv, and Reb Pam versus what we saw from Reb Chatzko Roth and L'chayra, what we saw from Reb Avad Yosef and what we saw from the Chazon Ish as well. Now, if we just go to the last page, Reb Moshe Sternbach on the last page makes the similar argument to Reb Shlomo Zalman. And he says that you cannot answer Amen to a situation where you're not near. This idea, you can answer Amen because you know what bracha they made, doesn't work if you're not near them. So Moshe Sternbach was also of the opinion you can't answer Amen. So we have, if you're counting names of Rabbonim, right now there's quite a few Gedolim that were against answering Amen, which means they'd be against putting up a phone to do so. It's interesting, in number 4, in the page 4, number 30, this fellow writes a beautiful Ha'ara from Rabbi Forst. So Rabbi Forst told this fellow that he's very nervous about such an idea. He says, because once you do this, no one's going to come to shul anymore. If you tell me now, you're telling people that all they need to do is put up their phone, and that it's like they're in shul, so you know what's going to end up happening? He writes, what's going to happen, what happens with shiurim. Why do people stop coming to shiurim live? Well, they'll hear it on the recording, right? They'll go listen on, the Young Israel has a beautiful audio website, they'll go listen, they'll go to Wai Torah, and they don't need to come to share it in live. Said Rabbi Forst, we all know that's not going to, doesn't work like that. So Rabbi Forst was afraid that if you allow people to do this, they're going to not come to shul anymore. Why should they bother to come to shul? There'll be a rotation of people putting the phone on, and there's no reason to come to shul. Now, obviously, he's right, but in a case like Corona, where that's not the case, of course he would agree that it is mutter. I've been told by people, from very choshev people that I respect, that they were using phones to answer things. So I definitely think that there is yesh ami lismach. If a person wants to do so, I don't think it's the wrong thing. I think there's enough poiskim out there that hold, not like Yerushalayim Mazama's Chiddush. Again, it's not only Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Reb Eliashiv, maybe Reb Pam also, but I definitely think that Yesh Ami Lismach. Now the question is, do you have to? Should I ask my friend to put it up? So the answer is, I don't think so, because we I don't know if we'll get to it tonight, is because Rosh Hashanah writes in the bottom that this whole halacha of answering Amen, even if you're walking by, is not a chiyuv. It's only your kud, you don't have to. So if you don't have to, so then you don't have to set up the phone, because I think setting up the phone might be a question. So again, lechatchila, I don't know if you have to. I think if you do, I don't think it's necessarily going to be brachas levatalis. The shaila is, what about for laning? Can you hear laning over the telephone? So if you look at number 31, he quotes over here from a whole list of achrayim that say absolutely not. Laning is totally different. Laning, you have to hear it from the authentic voice. And Kriyas HaTorah is not like Kaddish and Kedusha, where as long as I know what's going on, it's good enough. Kaddish and Kedusha was a heter called, I know what's going on, so I can answer. Here, it's about hearing it. And if you hold, like Reb Shlomo Zalman, that hearing it from a microphone is not hearing it, so you didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. So he quotes from Reb Shmuel Vosner, Minchas Yitzchak, Reb Henkin, that it's no good. Again, if you hold like Reb Moshe, and you hold like the Chazon Ish, it's like hearing it from the guy, you're good to go. So again, same dilemma. And then I quoted over here from Reb Moshe Sternbach, where Reb Moshe Sternbach writes,
Rabbi, yes. I'm sorry, but if the whole reason for Kriyas HaTorah is that we should not be without the
Torah, very good.
For 3 days, this whole shir then, we're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah. All these weeks that we're learning with you, why is it any different?
Very good. Reb Moshe Sternbach bavorns this exact issue. Reb Moshe Sternbach says, why should this matter? The whole purpose of Kriyas HaTorah is to hear Torah. I heard Torah. So Moshe Sternbach says, yes. But because the way they were misaking it was to hear Torah from someone reading it from a Sefer Torah, that was the way they were misaking to fulfill the mitzvah, and that you don't have. So he actually bavarns that, and he has such a tzad to argue and say, you're right, you could hear it. Who cares how you hear it, as long as you heard Torah? But he concludes at the end that he thinks that that's not so necessarily the lumdus. He thinks the lumdus is that since the way they were misaking it was to hear it from a person reading it from a Sefer Torah, you're not hearing it from a Bar Chiyuva, you're hearing it from a machine. That was the argument that he comes out with. Now, the rest of the Maror Mekayimus that I put down were just shailas about havdolah over the phone. So, halach l'maisa. Let's recap. I have a little. Again, I'm rushing things tonight because I have a meeting to get to in a few minutes, but I do want to make sure we get through this topic. Halach l'maisa. Is it so pasha to put your phone down at a minyan and listen at home? The answer is, of course, not. then we wouldn't have what to talk about if everything was so posh. Again, it's based on two premises. Premise number one is, how do you learn the halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to answer Kedusha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Amen, even though you're not actually in a minyan? That's question number one. Those are dependent upon how do you learn that. Second issue is the sound of a phone as if you're hearing it from the Shemaya. And question number three is this Chiddush from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman / Rabbi Yashiv, that even in a perfect world that everything is going well, but because you're so far away, you can't be considered a mishtatif to the minyan, and therefore you wouldn't be able to do so. So we mentioned it's definitely split amongst the daily achrayim, definitely yesh, I mean, lismoich both ways. But let's return to the question about Havdalah. Would you be allowed to hear Havdalah over the phone? So we saw Rav Moshe. Again, what would Rabbi Shlomo Zalman tell you about making Havdalah over the phone? Absolutely not. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman would say, absolutely not. No tzad lahokal. According to the Chazon Ish, maybe it is your voice. Again, according to Rav Moshe said, B'shas HaTchak, you can't. The Munkach Rebbe, what would the Munkach Rebbe said? So the Munkach Rebbe actually writes a tshuva over here, number 34. He talks about making Kiddush over a telephone. And he says, it says in Shulchan Aruch, if I'm making Kiddush in my house, and you live right next to me, and I'm really loud and you hear me, so the Shulchan Aruch says, you're yoytz with my Kiddush. Said the Munkach Rebbe, that's exactly what a telephone is. A telephone is the exact same experience. And therefore, says the Munkach Rebbe, you would be able to hear Kiddush over a telephone. So, if you're able to make Kiddush over the telephone, you'd be able to make Havdalah over the telephone. So, the Munkach Rebbe, l'chayr, is kemat mefurish, that you'd be allowed to make Havdalah over the telephone. However, there's always a rebuttal. What's the rebuttal? Number 35. In the Sefer Nishma Shabbos is written by a Yid named Rebbe Harfenis. He's a Satmar Chassid, big Talmud Chacham. He wrote volume upon volumes upon. He lives in Williamsburg. You can go visit him. He's a big Talmud Chacham. And he writes that they bring down that the Rebbe now, the Munkach Rebbe now, who is a grandson-in-law, the Munkach Rebbe now, the Munkach Rebbe claims that there's a Kabbalah in the family, that the Minchas Olazah never really meant this. When he wrote this in the tshuva, he just meant theoretically, not halacha l'maisa. Right? Whenever you find a gevaldik psak that people don't want to use, they'll say, nah, he didn't really mean it. That's what they say with the Chazon Ish. When the Chazon Ish wrote that if you have government involvement, it's not a problem of chol vakum, they say, no, the Chazon Ish just meant in lamdas it should be like that, but not halacha l'maisa. So he quotes him, Harfenis writes that he's not, the current Rebbe is not so sure if that story is true, but that's what everyone says. They say over that the Munkach Rebbe did not mean it halacha l'maisa. The base of it, if you took Isaac Leibis, taka paskas halacha l'maisa, that you may make Havdalah over the phone, befrat if it's for a lady. Why? Because he argues that since for women it's a question if they're even mechoyev in Havdalah, so Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Leibis, paskins, b'shas hatchak, you can also make Havdalah over the phone. So you have so far Rav Moshe, possibly the Chazon Ish, and the Munkach Rebbe. On the flip side is the Debre Tzina Rav. The Debre Tzina Rav was talking about such an amazing Shaila. The Shaila was like this. A person made a neder that he's never going to talk to his friend again. And the Shaila was, are they allowed to talk over the phone? Is a phone call talking? So the Debre Tzina Rav is a whole tshuva is talking over the phone, call talking. I made a neder, I'm not going to talk to you. So that only means what's halachic talking. And since all the achrayim hold that talking via the phone is not talking, it's not me, it's the robot talking. Gevaldike shayla. Mamash gevaldike shayla. I gradually would add to that shayla. Let's say today someone says, I'm never going to talk to my friend again. Would you be allowed to text them, email them, WhatsApp them? So again, when we say talking today, do we mean talking verbally? What do we mean? Interacting with them, verbally, writing, all these things like that. So he comes out at the end of the tshuva and he says, a big yisoid for Rabbanim. He writes that people have to realize, whenever new technology comes out, don't go to the rabbi first. Go to those people that are well-versed in technology. Because if you don't know the technology, you're going to botch up the halach. And he says, it's without a doubt that anything heard over the telephone does not count as your voice. And therefore, no Havdalah over the phone, no Megillah over the phone, nothing. But he writes, when it comes to Nedarim, we have a rule, Nedarim, Holchem Acher Losh B'nei Adam, the way people talk. So when a guy says, I'm never going to talk to you, he doesn't just mean halachic talking, he means over the phone also. And therefore, he thinks that would be inclusive in the Neder. But Halach L'maisa says the Debre Tzina Rav, absolutely not. Telephones are out for Havdalah, they're out for all those things. As well was it the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. In Emes Le'akiv, he writes, "Ein li'isha losis de'choyves havdola al yidei telephone ki ein ze koil hamedaber." It's not the voice. U'lechein tzvichel havdol ba'atzmon. So again, quite a few gedolei achrayim that are buying into Reb Shlomo Zalman's idea that things you hear over the telephone are not that voice. And that was also the opinion of the Satmar Rebbe. The Samar Rebbe held you may not hear Havdalah over the phone. So halacha lemaisa, Havdalah over the phone I think is very, very questionable. I think if a lady can make it herself or a man, it's so much better. If they can't, they can't. Yesh Amei Lismach, you have Rav Moshe, the Minchas Alazar, the Shas Truvus Beis Avi. But Lechatchila, it's definitely better not to. And with regard to our Shaila about hearing things over the Minyan, I think there's Yesh Amei Lismach, and I think there's definitely those that were against it, but I think there's definitely those that were pro it.